You always want to give your kids the best. When it comes to swim lessons, the best you can get is at DiVentures. DiVentures Swim School was just named Best of Omaha for 2013. People are raving about DiVentures' award-winning swim lessons and qualified swim teachers. From babies to adults, DiVentures offers convenient class times and small class sizes to maximize every swimmer's skill level. Find a program that fits you and your family by visiting DiVentures.net or stopping by their location off 120th and I Street. DiVentures Swim School, where giggles and goggles unite.
Say hello to your summer. Join us every Thursday from 7 to 11 for Omaha's wildest adult swim night, Summer Splash 2013, located at Coco Key Water Resort in the Ramada Plaza, Omaha. Bring a friend to this crazy 21 and over party featuring drink specials, live entertainment, and $10 water park passes. Your Thursday night just got better. For more info, visit Facebook.com/CocoKeyOMA. Keep calm and get your splash on.
The following is a paid commercial program. Opinions expressed are solely those of the program producers and sponsors.
I feel a song coming on.
It's the beat.
I feel the earth moving at my feet.
This is It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. It's the Beat is sponsored by Filmstream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Now, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Jode!
Karen!
Hey, Joe, June 1st. Can you believe it?
What happened to May?
It went by.
I don't know.
What happened to April?
I'm just happy to see the sun.
Yeah.
Truly.
And here comes the sun. But we have to protect ourselves now, right?
We do.
In the sun.
And people don't realize that.
Yeah, I
know. Let's talk about that for
all
just
right.
a second. Let's talk
Here's
about
a bunch of lies and
truths. The truth and lie about, right, about the sun.
Okay, here's one. If I protect my skin year-round, it's okay to sunbathe a little when I'm on vacation. No.
No?
It said, Andy, every day you should wear SPF 30 or higher. You could just blow it, you know, if like 51 weeks you're not in the sun and then 1 week you're
right.
in the sun.
You get a third-degree burn.
Burn your skin.
Don't
yeah.
you remember, though, the days when you would lay out on your
yeah,
roof of your
totally.
House with iodine on
yeah.
foil, mind you.
Right.
I had foil underneath me and baby oil and iodine.
But why do we have wrinkles now? Let me think about it.
Speak for yourself. I'm wrinkle-free.
It's because you're 40 years younger than me.
Oh,
you're wrinkle-free.
Thank you.
Sure.
40 years younger. Yes.
All right.
Neil, one of our producers, is rolling his eyes, but
I
that's
know.
Okay. That's
He's
right.
always rolling his eyes
uh-huh.
at us.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. How about this one?
Okay.
The sun is only dangerous between 10 and 2 p.m.
Okay, I've always heard that.
Yeah, but it's not true.
Okay.
Because it's dangerous the whole time. That's just when it's the worst.
Mm.
Okay. You can get a sunburn anytime, even when it's cloudy.
I believe that. Yeah, and I do believe that.
Yeah. What's another one, Jode?
Okay. Let's see.
How about this
don't
one?
Don't some chemical sunscreens contain carcinogens?
Yeah, some people won't wear that, but that's false, too.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Yeah, we'll take it. We can wear this sunscreen.
So let's just it's just a word to the wise, especially as summer season is
just
here.
Just watch it.
Just watch it. Wear SPF 30. And, you know, who needs to be a sun goddess? You can get spray tan.
Yeah.
You can get the lotions that you can self tan
yeah.
or you know that will
believe
tan.
Me, you don't want the wrinkles
I mean, vitamin D,
when you're my
you
age.
Need to have right, but wear a hat.
Yeah,
really,
well, that's true.
Truly.
But
and
sunscreen will do it.
Yeah.
How about I've been taking planes lately, and how about this one? Shoelaces foil man's plan to open airplane door during flight. Jode.
Excuse me.
Yeah, I didn't like that one. Glad I wasn't on it. It was from Anchorage, Alaska, to Portland, Oregon. And this guy just tried to open the door as they were descending.
Why?
How scary is that?
You wanted to get out early? Or what? You wanted to make sure he's...
That's right.
He had someone
they were
picking him
late,
up.
You know?
I mean, what is that?
I don't know. But the passengers got him down. Isn't that great?
But where was the shoelaces? What does that have to do with
this? Apparently, they didn't know what to tie him up with. So.
They tied him up with his shoelaces?
Not his, but passengers.
Somebody's?
Shoelaces, yeah.
You know what? That's kind of ingenious.
It's kind of clever,
I think. I
don't know
if I would have thought
of that. Yeah.
Would you have thought of that?
No, it's pretty good.
I probably would have just hit him over the head with my purse. I mean.
What's in Celebrity Beat here? Now, was Forrest Gump one of your favorite movies?
Forrest Gump.
Yeah.
Laugh is like a box of chocolates. I love Forrest Gump. I think I have seen the movie at least five times.
It's a wonderful movie.
It is. It's
but you know Gary Sinise, Lieutenant Dan?
Lieutenant Dan. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Since we just had Memorial Day last weekend, he continues to impact the lives of veterans. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, and I've heard that he really is involved.
He's into it.
Even after, you know, after the movie, during the movie was being filmed, and he is extremely involved and is always visiting and going on the tours and visiting the veterans, which is wonderful.
That was 20 years ago, that movie. It's so weird.
Well, he said he goes into military communities and does fundraisers, and it's been so many of these fundraisers that he's a part of that he's lost count. So that tells you how involved
he is. Isn't that great?
Yeah.
Good for Gary Sinise.
My boyfriend, Rob Lowe?
Is he your boyfriend? You like him?
Well, I do.
Yeah, he's very good looking.
I think he is. I think he would be all right.
And guess who he's going to play?
JFK.
Yeah, he's going to play JFK in Bill O'Reilly's book, Killing Kennedy.
Oh, my gosh.
That's kind of cool.
Wonderful.
He'll be great.
So it's kind of the form of the factual drama. Is that right? So is it going to be on
that's
Nat
a great
Geo?
Book, Jody. The kids got me that because I think I'm obsessed with Kennedy, which
I'm
I am.
I'm obsessed with Kennedy. But
you're obsessed with Rob Lowe.
No, and John F. Kennedy Jr. I always.
Oh, well, totally.
No, I truly. Totally.
That was the saddest thing ever.
Yeah. God bless him. Really.
But, I know.
No, but that's good. Rob Lowe will be terrific. He's played so many incredible roles. I don't know, to be honest with you, if I think he's the most incredible actor.
No, I don't think he is.
He's okay.
But he's
Let's
good.
Just be honest. He's pretty to look at.
Yeah.
So for that, I would watch the show. Why not? What the heck?
But, Jody, look at this last one. Keith Urban on American Idol. He says, quote, I don't know anything. Who would say I don't know anything? But he is referring to whether he's coming back on the show next year.
He doesn't know anything.
He doesn't know anything. That's a great quote.
I thought O.J. Simpson said that at one time. But
he didn't know anything.
He knew something. That's for sure.
But Jody, our three women know a lot who are on today.
I know.
They're so
terrific.
Great.
Who do we have on the show?
On?
Well, we have Carrie Eckleby.
Mm-hmm.
And Carrie
Wonderful.
Is with the Nebraska Humane Society, mm-hmm. among other things. And we'll talk about that on the show.
Uh-huh. And we love this next guest's name, Pippa White. And she's so talented. She's a one-woman show.
One
she does these
show?
Historical shows all over the country.
She's a Pippa that is not from the UK.
It's not Middleton, right?
No. And then
Pippa.
We have
Kirsten.
Kirsten
Kluver.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Another beautiful actor, actress, dancer, and singer. And she's in Blue Barn's The 39 Steps.
Oh, that's
and
great. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
Carrie Eckleby.
The FilmStream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at FilmStream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click FilmStreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. FilmStream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. It's The Beat, sponsored by FilmStreams, presents a screening of writer-director Noah Baumbach's latest film, Frances Ha. Also showing The We and the I, the latest from Michelle Gondry, director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Plus, don't forget the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. Currently featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, FilmStreams' Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Get details and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at FilmStreams.org.
My mom didn't make it past middle school, and I don't even know my dad. I left college. Well, I got kicked out. I tried a lot of other things, but none of them really worked. I feel that it's every parent's dream to have their kids get a good education. I want to provide the best life possible for my son. Education Quest helped me get my life back on the right track.
To find free Education Quest resources, visit CompleteMyDegree.org. Sponsored by Education Quest Foundation and aired in cooperation with the Nebraska Broadcasters Association and the station.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Hi, welcome back. We are so happy today to have Carrie Eckleby with us. Oh, she is just this beautiful person.
Beautiful.
A dancer, actress, model. She's won awards at the Omaha Community Playhouse, and right now she's director of education at the Humane Society. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Carrie.
Hi, I'm so happy to be here.
Good to see you.
Happy to be here.
So, director of education, so do you teach the animals?
I don't teach animals. I teach people about the animals. Yeah.
I figured as much.
Yeah.
But I think the dogs need to learn, and cats.
Absolutely.
Well. Why not? That's wonderful.
That's wonderful. It's a pet loss support program, too.
Yeah, that's kind of the downside of it.
Oh, okay. I mean, but that's a wonderful help to everyone.
It sure is, because unfortunately we outlive our animals in most cases, and the grief can be overwhelming because they were such pure, unconditional love. And it's oftentimes people struggle more because they lose their animals than they do human beings.
Yeah,
and so
true.
There's guilt associated with that. But, mm-hmm. yeah, we offer that, and That's one of the aspects of
what I do. Oh, that's a wonderful program that
thank you
do.
Thank you. Yeah, it's very important.
Yeah. Oh, now tell us some the positive things
yeah,
that you do.
Yeah, the happier side.
Yeah, right.
I get to go out and meet with wonderful people to help fundraise and, you know, encourage the mission and our message about adoption and saving lives. And that's a wonderful part of my job is because I tend to work with really benevolent, kind-hearted people who understand the human-animal bond and how important that is and how all the health benefits associated with that. And so that's the benefit of my job is I get to go out and work with wonderful people, and I don't do the direct animal care, which can be very taxing and emotionally stressful for
mm-hmm.
people.
Oh, absolutely. Mm-hmm. And that takes a special type of person that
you
can
know
care,
it.
Especially for those animals that have been abused that come to the center,
absolutely.
You know, that come to the Humane Society.
Right.
But the Humane Society is such an incredible program, so to be associated with that
you.
Has to be as equally rewarding
it,
for
it
you.
Absolutely is, yeah. We have been around since 1875, the fifth oldest in the United States, and that...
Did you know that, Carrie?
Really?
It, that
I didn't.
It's really... Oh. And in our beginning, we started, believe it or not, children were being abandoned on the streets, just like animals. There were no organized institutions, no foster care, child protective services, nothing in that element. And so we went out. We actually have pictures from 1875, horse and buggy, with children and animals in the back of this little paddy wagon coming back to the Nebraska Humane Society. So that's a real beautiful beginning because they're both helpless, you know, dependent, and they really need care. So that's a beautiful origin, and we sustain that to this day with helping both humans and animals.
Mm-hmm. How long have you been working there, Kurt?
I've been there a little over 11 years now.
Oh, that's wonderful, yes. Because I knew you and your sister modeled for years and years for Elaine Jabanis. We
yes.
have to say hi to Elaine.
Oh, absolutely.
She listens
to
every week.
Shout out to Elaine.
Shout out to Elaine. That's
and
right.
And you're gorgeous with you and your sister, and you've been on TV, and you've been in the Mannheim commercial?
Their music CD.
Video.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Probably several commercials, it seems.
Yeah.
And not only
look
that,
at all these.
But a hand model and a leg
yes.
model.
Yeah, how do you
I've been segmented.
Like,
yes.
How do you become like George on Seinfeld? Remember when
exactly.
he was
there? He's a hand model.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. I don't think that says much for me, but apparently, you know.
Well, it says you have nice hands. That's nice. And nice legs. I mean, that's.
The whole package is very nice, I think.
That's right, but she probably gets typecast. Oh, she has nice hands. And then, boom, there you go.
Exactly.
And then it's always your hands,
yes.
you poor thing.
You're so right.
I mean, but this happens. So you performed extensively, I know, during the glory days of River City Roundup, and you danced
right.
in local conventions. And so you have such a varied background. I love it that it's so colorful. It's not only working with the animals, but you were also at UNO as well.
Yes.
You're
yes.
a professor, is
I
that
teach
correct?
Part-time there, yes.
In health?
Adjunct
health.
Faculty in health, yes,
in
health education.
Whoa.
And it's a very interesting aspect of my life, too. I like to kind of do a lot of things and dabble in
it's
many
nice you're
different...
so talented that you can
well,
do that.
Well, thank
and,
you. But, you know. It keeps life interesting.
Mm-hmm. And I remember seeing you at the Playhouse in Will Rogers Follies with
one of my
Earl
favorites.
Bates.
Oh,
yes.
Earl Bates is
you
great.
Were wonderful.
Yeah. You were in Sugar Babies, Crazy
and Chicago,
for You.
Chicago.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes, that's stellar.
I think, and I love the music from Chicago as well,
right.
which is so wonderful. Tell us about this, the project that you're involved in, Sand in the City.
Oh, Sand in the City. We're really excited. This is the first time the Humane Society has been involved with this. And we are essentially just kind of bussed in to be do the grunt work. HDR is doing the design and making these forms and incredible. I don't think I'm supposed to let the theme out at this point because it's a competition.
Okay.
But
okay.
we are really excited. There's about five of us working on this endeavor, and it's a huge fundraiser. And we thought it'd be a really cool collaboration to work with, because it's a benefit for the Nebraska Children's Home Society, to collaborate with them because we're all about adoptions for the four legs and the fur, and they're all about human adoption. So
wonderful.
Really
and when does that take place, Carrie, or is
that's
it ongoing?
June 7th and 8th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Coming up soon on a weekend down at Lewis and Clark Landing. And
oh, it's at Lewis and Clark Landing.
They take in all these truckloads of sand, and we create phenomenon. We've gone through Sand 101, believe it or not. There is
you tell me a lot to it. Who would
see
think
those
it?
Pictures,
you
Jody?
Know
yeah,
it.
Yeah, they're beautiful. I mean, and I think there's a website, right? Sandinthecity.com. No, sandinthecityomaha.com.
Com,
is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
So folks can take a look at that. And again, you said you were training in Sand 101, which, you know, listen, you could add that to your repertoire.
There
as well.
You go.
You're a sander, which is so nice. I'm sure
just
you'll...
Just in case that ever comes up in your life when
your
one
life.
Has to build something made out of sand.
You never know. I mean, this could happen.
That's right.
Is there... what is the goal? as far as
the goal is to raise funds for the Nebraska Children's. This
and is
their big annual fundraiser. I haven't heard the number. I know it's their big heavy hitter fundraiser.
This is the big one.
Yeah.
Okay. And can you actually how can you marry this with the Humane Society and bring in the dogs and
We can do whatever kind of gimmick we want in order to get people down there, and then essentially the public votes, and they will say, oh, I love this sculpture, or I love this sculpture.
Okay.
So we're going to roll out, I think, the whole nine yards with bringing
in, I don't know,
a trailer load of puppies or something
to
really
grab
attention.
Yes. Yeah, well, here's what you do. When people walk by your exhibit, then you just hand them a puppy.
There you go.
They hold the puppy while they're looking at your exhibit. How can
and
they?
And then
this is
they win.
Come on.
That's
of
right.
How do you say no to a puppy, Karen?
I know.
Really?
You can't.
You can't. And this is what they do at the Humane Society. You know, now that Carrie's here, we can talk about this.
I know.
Because who walks out of the Humane Society
without a puppy? Or a cat. I like cats.
Oh, that's right. Well, Karen,
I'm a cat lady.
Yes.
Well, perfect. I can hook you up.
That's
right.
Come down and see me.
I'm sure we can always use a film. Karen has three. So, you know, you
and
can
you have two dogs, already?
Two.
Yeah.
Oh.
And they're darling.
Yeah.
Just
so
adorable.
We love animals.
Yeah.
And
so there's room for more.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? If I could, I would live on an acreage and just have dogs and cats and
how about you? Do you
anything?
I don't. I consider all the animals there.
You're
that I work for all the animals, but personally, I don't.
Right.
Have
okay.
At this time in my life, so
yeah.
I'm sure that'll change soon.
And Carrie and I have a video coming out, Jody. If I ever get around to doing it, we did a fun video at Warehouse together. So
let's hear about it.
Soon it'll be out, right?
Well, can we?
Absolutely.
Karen,
well,
can
we can't hear
so
about
fun.
It. But
we can't hear about it. Is it one
no,
of those? We can't even get the exclusive.
It's a new song that I wrote, and Carrie is kind enough because she's not my age. It has an age in it of which I am, and Carrie's not. But Carrie was kind enough, along with Judy Farber, to do this video, and this summer it'll come out.
Oh, so it's about women in their 20s. You're
that's
so
right.
Yeah,
you know
it.
Yes. 39, I think.
Well, 39
so
and
okay.
holding. I
but
think
she
it's
looks so beautiful in this video.
As do you, Karen, and you
thanks,
sound
Carrie.
Great, and it was a lot of fun to make.
Oh, we appreciate it.
Oh,
but,
my gosh. Did you know that Carrie was offered an overseas contract to model in Tokyo?
Right. Yeah. What do you think
did
about
you take that?
In retrospect?
In retrospect, I did not take it simply because I was very driven to pursue college, and I'm glad I did in retrospect. I know that's a real short span of a career. Are there regrets? Yeah, I think we always kind of look back and think,
what
if? Because you
right,
don't
what
know.
If,
yeah,
what
right.
if.
But
sure.
I'm very
look what you've done.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, how terrific. It, really, you've accomplished so much. And we can talk real quickly about the Sand in the City project again.
Mm-hmm.
The dates are?
June 7th and
8th. 7th and 8th.
Okay.
June 7th
yeah.
and 8th at Lewis
yeah,
and Clark
Landing. Yeah, we look
Landing.
Forward to that.
You got it.
And
yeah.
again, right. adopt those pets at the Nebraska Humane Society.
Thank you for
really?
That.
Oh, absolutely.
There's nothing wrong with them. They just need a home.
That's right. So for those of you that are able and willing.
Right, like Jody.
That's right.
And Karen.
And Karen.
And Karen.
That's
and Carrie.
Right. We're going to leave today and go to the Humane Society
all
this
right.
afternoon.
We'll go
and
with Carrie.
We'll get, that's right. And we'll just pick
up. I'll help you.
I'll get you a cat if you get me a dog.
All right.
There you
all
go.
Right. All right.
There's
it's a deal, Joe.
That's perfect.
All right, Joe.
We've got it.
Thank
oh,
you
Carrie.
So much,
oh, it's
Carrie.
Been a pleasure. Thank
you're
you
so
both.
Lovely.
We appreciate
thank
everything you.
You
do.
You two are delightful.
Thank you.
The Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Film Stream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. It's The Beat, sponsored by Film Streams, presents a screening of writer-director Noah Baumbach's latest film, Frances Ha. Also showing The We and the I, the latest from Michelle Gondry, director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Plus, don't forget the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. Currently featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, Film Streams, Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Get details and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
3D glasses. Yeah, a black man invented that. Open heart surgery. Yeah, a black man invented that too. The gas mask. You guessed it, that was also invented by a black man. African American inventors have often been left out of the history books. Love's Jazz and Art Center won't let their contributions be forgotten, and neither should you. Come to Love's Jazz and Art Center before June 10th and see the impact these inventors had on the world. Visit lovesjazzartcenter.org for exhibit hours and location.
Want to change your kitchen or bath from drab to fab? Then call Handyman Joe's for a free custom consultation. Handyman Joe's can handle everything from design to installation, and they'll even work with you every step of the way. Call today and get an additional 10% discount. Oh, and don't forget to ask about a special interior paint special, too. Click HandymanJoe's.com to see what their customers have to say about their Handyman Joe's experience, and then give them a call. Go with the pros at Handyman Joe's.
Business trips, vacations, travel can really be a hassle. Did you pack enough? Too much? Wait, who's going to take care of your dog? Relax. Call Downtown Hound. They'll be happy to take care of your furry kids while you're gone. Located at 15th and Leavenworth, Downtown Hound is a safe and social dog and cat daycare and boarding facility. They have a huge indoor play area that's squeaky clean. They provide grooming services and all the necessary accessories you need for your pet, like collars, leashes, and more. But what's most important, Downtown Hound is staffed by an expert group of people who are just as crazy about animals as you are. So when you need a place for your dog or cat to stay while you're away, call Downtown Hound, 402-496-DOGS. That's 402-496-3647. You can also find them at dthound.com and on Facebook. Just minutes from the airport, Downtown Hound. When you're away, they play.
Here's the thing. When someone tells you that you should use a certain product or a service, you have a healthy bit of skepticism. And that's a good thing. You don't want to pay too much for too little, which is precisely why Myers Automotive Service isn't going to ask you to trust them with your vehicle repair and maintenance. They will, however, ask you to trust their customers.
My name's Deanna Cadelli. It was almost a year and a half ago, and I needed a mechanic. I just decided to give them a try. And they're wonderful people. We have three cars in the family that get serviced. They're friendly, honest, trustworthy. That is huge for a woman, to find a mechanic that is trustworthy. They explain things, what they're doing, and even as a woman, if we don't realize what it is, we can ask questions. And I don't feel intimidated asking a question. I've recommended them to many family members and friends. I love Meyer Automotive.
Find out for yourself the next time you need vehicle maintenance or repair. Myers Automotive Service, 90th and L.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Welcome back to the studio. We're thrilled to have Pippa White joining us in the studio. Welcome, Pippa.
Hi, Pippa.
Thank you very much, Jody.
Wonderful
Thank
name. You, love your
Don't
name.
We love that? Pippa calls her One's Company Productions part theater, part storytelling, part history, and audiences call them unique, captivating, and touching, which I think is wonderful. So, Pippa, you're a storyteller. You're a one-woman act.
Yes, and because I have a theater background, when I started this work, I said I do one-woman shows. And I don't know whether it was because there was this great storytelling renaissance at that time in the 90s, but people would say to me, you're a storyteller. And I'd say, no, I do one-woman shows. And they'd say, you're a storyteller.
No, you're a storyteller. So,
so I thought, well,
they're gonna call it,
exactly.
Right?
If you want to give me a job as a storyteller, I guess I'll agree to that.
Now, this is, you have a theater background.
I do, yes.
And then you came up with, you have a love of history too, right?
You know, I do. Some people sometimes call me a historian, and I don't think that's quite fair. My degree was in English Lit, and I had a history minor, but I am a history buff, and I have found that there's a gold mine out there of wonderful material that is dramatic and just waiting
wonderful.
To be used.
Really?
Yeah,
do you go to a lot of schools?
I do. About 50% of my work is
schools. Oh, you're fascinating. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to go online to see you. What? Tell us now your website or how we go online to
thank
see you.
It is www.pippawhite1co.com. So pippawhite1co.com. The one co is for One's Company.
Pippa, an audience member recently captured the gist of your unique presentation when they said, her performances are entertainment wrapped in history, intertwined with inspiration.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah,
isn't that lovely?
Totally.
I mean, that's just wonderful. That says a lot about you.
There's
not
so
that,
many you know, people that have written in about her.
Oh, she's
and is
not
an inspiration.
That, you've toured 31 states, is that correct?
Yeah, I have. I
just
have.
Toured
I hit,
your 31st?
My 31st was last October in Montana.
Oh, Montana.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
And October in Montana would be just lovely.
But you have Nebraska roots.
You know, my roots are West Coast. I was born in Seattle and raised in the San Francisco Bay Area, and then I followed a man.
Yeah, of course.
to Nebraska. Right, and My husband teaches at the university, and I think I sort of thought it might be a short time, and it turned into a long
into
time.
A little
but
bit
that,
longer.
That's okay. Nebraska right. has been very wonderful to me.
The, you live in Lincoln then, right?
I do. I live mm-hmm. in Lincoln.
Oh, because he's at the university. But you mm-hmm. were, when you were living in the West Coast, for 5 years, you hosted a daily morning television show
yes,
on ABC.
Right. So I was in broadcasting like you
oh,
ladies.
Oh, I bet you were
yes.
great on that.
What was
actually,
the name of the show?
Well, it was a morning movie, and you're generous, Karen, but I was a little too young. I
were
was
you?
21 when I first started
okay.
that, and it was a great learning experience. But 5 days a week of live television is
that's
hard
tough.
On
that's,
even
can
a
you
seasoned
imagine, Jody?
Person.
Sure. No, I couldn't imagine.
So yeah. I had a lot
yeah,
to learn.
Yeah, but 5 years
but
you did it.
5 years, that they didn't kick me off.
they that is lovely. But I that mean, says so much. How fun is that? Karen, wouldn't that be fun to do a one-woman show? We would have to do the...
Yeah, totally.
Kajote show, because it would have to be
the
both
Kajote.
Of us morphed into one. We could do it.
It'd be fun. No, I don't think we could. I mean, it takes a lot of talent to do a one-woman show.
Well,
I mean,
you're a
and
musician
look at,
and you write songs.
Well, I do, and I'd love to have you
too.
Use some of my music in your one-woman.
Well,
we'll
there
talk
you go.
About
we
that
will.
Later.
We will have to.
That's right.
Yes,
now,
I want to hear about the stories.
Yeah,
you,
tell
Karen?
Us. Yeah, tell us about some of your stories here.
Well, the first one I did, because I got on the Nebraska Arts Council touring program, and I thought, what would Nebraska audiences, what would draw? And I thought, I wonder if there are any interesting stories about that orphan train. And because I'd mm-hmm. come from California, where nobody knows about the orphan train, I didn't know anything about it except that I'd heard it mentioned a couple of times when I got to Nebraska. So I went to the library, and this was early 90s, and there were only two books. Now, if you go to the library, there are a lot of books. But back then, there were only two books, but they had the personal stories. And when I saw these riveting, heartbreaking, incredibly dramatic personal stories, I thought, oh, yeah, I can do something with this. And so that really is what turned me on to the whole history thing. At first, when I got the idea for the orphan train, I thought I'll sort of do a historical fiction. But when I saw the real thing, I thought, I can't do better than this.
And that's great to take to schools, right?
Exactly,
it
is. It is, especially for, you know, when you get into secondary students. It's nice to be able to say, yeah, it's all true.
I saw you have another one on Ellis Island.
I do, and that followed. That was the second one I did.
Isn't that fascinating?
And again, they are. They're just fascinating stories. I went to Ellis Island and visited, and I was standing in the gift shop thinking, there's something here for me. What is it? What is it? And then I thought, well, everybody who came over had either a dialect or an accent, and I had some experience with that. And I thought, again, like the orphan train, I bet there are all sorts of fascinating stories.
Wow.
And I was right.
So can you do a little excerpt from that one?
Oh, I would
Ellis
love to
Island
do a little
one?
Excerpt from that one. This character, although she shouldn't be called a character because she's a real person, her name is Vera, and she was from Czechoslovakia. And she said, when I was emigrating to United States, I was pregnant 8 months. It was the law at that time that a woman had to emigrate no more than 5 months pregnant. But I was very thin, and I thought to myself, this baby has to be born in United States. So I travel, the 400 miles to Prague. And the American doctor there, he does not speak Czech, but the nurse book Czech, and she tell me he wants you to go back home. He say you are more than 5 months. But I keep saying, no, 5 months, 5 months. So they send me to the highest clinic in Prague. Oh, I got so worried, you know. I thought I was going to slip and say 8 months, but I keep saying 5 months, 5 months. They send me back to the American doctor. The nurse say, he still don't want to send you. He say you are more than 5 months. But the doctors at the clinic okayed it, so he was shut up. And then, and she goes on and says that, you know, she just wanted her baby born in the U.S.
Uh-huh. So. And I wish our listeners could see her, how expressive
she
is. So
wonderful.
And
I
saw this.
Accent.
Yeah, I saw this one on, because
my
went,
website.
I did. I went on your website.
Excellent.
And you put a hat on.
The hats are my thing.
Yes, it is. It's wonderful. Everyone needs to go to your website and see him. Actually, if somebody wants to, you know, book you, how do we do that?
Most of my bookings come via email, and I'm just pipcompany@aol.com.
PIP?
PIP company@aol.com.
Right.
It shows you how this world is changing. I haven't been doing it that long, these shows, but when I started in the 90s, most of my bookings came by phone, and now 99% of them come by email.
Right. I mean, and when you talk about U.S. mail, I mean, it's sad, but that's
yes,
the truth.
Yeah.
But that's history in itself.
Yeah, there you go.
I mean,
go.
My son didn't even know how to put the return on an envelope. I mean, you don't, because yeah. you think about it. How often do they send a letter?
No, you're right. Oh. They don't anymore, which is unfortunate.
That's true. It is.
But and then you also have a story on nurses, right?
I do, and that was wonderful. And that was a dear friend of mine. She said to me, she is a nurse, and she said to me one day, you should read Florence Nightingale's Notes on Nursing. I think if you read that, you'd find something. And I did, and then I got the idea of adding Clara Barton and Dorothea Dix to the mix. Mm-hmm. But that has taken me to a lot of nurse conferences.
Oh, and
because it's their heritage. So that's actually the one that's probably taken me the furthest, coast to coast.
And really, the nurse one. And where you're going to be in Omaha sometime soon. When is that?
I am. And that is for a teacher's...
June 26th?
Yeah, June 26th. That's a teacher's conference. And so I don't know whether it's a public performance. I don't think it is. But I will be in Omaha. I'll be doing the nurses show in Omaha in October.
Oh, you are?
For the American Hospital Association, I think. Yeah.
Well, what's fascinating to me, Jody, is this amazing. She has all this talent, and you developed all this yourself. One person and how you do this. And you've 31 states. You're incredible.
Well, you're very generous. It was kind of desperation.
I know. But you have this is your way of expressing yourself.
There you go.
You have to.
I sharing your talent.
You have to.
Which is wonderful. And
it's your passion.
As Gail Tellen of Nebraska Story Arts in Omaha, Nebraska says, as ever, your performances were polished and lovely as a treasure. Thank you, Pippa, so much for joining us.
Thank you both for
having
me.
And everyone needs to go online and watch Pippa. It is a real treat.
And again, Pippa White One.
OneCo.com. Thank you, ladies. You've been very generous.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it.
Thanks, Pippa.
Imagine it's July and you're in your beautiful garden, relaxing in your favorite lounge chair while sipping on a cold lemonade. You know what else you're doing? You're enjoying your garden, not working on it. And why is that? Because you called Kinghorn Gardens and developed a master plan created by their design branch, Drop Seed Studio. Why a master plan? Well, have you ever tried to put together a puzzle without looking at the picture on the box? How would these plants look over here? How do they work together as they grow? What about rain? Is it going to be enough or too much? And maintenance. They think of that too. Kinghorn Gardens creates a garden for you to enjoy, not endlessly maintain. Easy peasy, lemon squeezy. Celebrate the place where you live. Click kinghorngardens.com for eye-popping photos. You'll also find them on Facebook. See for yourself why homeowners and businesses alike are telling others about Drop Seed Studio, the design branch of Kinghorn Gardens. Kinghorn Gardens, creating beautiful experiences.
Here's the thing. When someone tells you that you should use a certain product or a service, you have a healthy bit of skepticism. And it's a good thing. You don't want to pay too much for too little. Which is precisely why Myers Automotive Service isn't going to ask you to trust them with your vehicle repair and maintenance. They will, however, ask you to trust their customers.
My name is Holly Goshinsky, and I'm from Omaha, Nebraska. I was looking for a reputable, reasonable mechanic, and I had called my cousin, and she referred me to Myers Automotive. I called, and I spoke with Dwayne. He said, well, you need a battery, and you need to have a tune-up done, so we'll get that done first before we see what the problem is. And once that was done, the problem was solved. I have already hopped on Facebook to tell people about Myers Automotive. I let them know that they've gotten me in on time, they've worked with me really well, and done what I needed to get done.
Find out for yourself the next time you need vehicle maintenance or repair. Myers Automotive Service, 90th and L.
The Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Film Stream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. It's The Beat, sponsored by Film Streams, presents a screening of writer-director Noah Baumbach's latest film, Frances Ha. Also showing The We and the I, the latest from Michelle Gondry, director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Plus, don't forget the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. Currently featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, Film Streams, Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Get details and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
We're extremely happy to have Kirsten Kluver in the studio with us today. She is another beautiful woman, and she's a friend of mine, and she is a wonderful actress, singer, model, massage therapist, mm-hmm. right, Kirsten?
If that isn't enough, and has a great name, Kirsten Kluver.
Kirsten, we love
it. We love this. And you're currently on stage at the Blue Barn Theater in a production of The 39 Steps.
Yeah. Yeah, tell us about that show, Kirsten.
Well, we've been running for about 3 weeks now, and we have another 3 weeks after this. So it's based on an Alfred Hitchcock movie, which is based on a book, The 39 Steps. And the playwright decided to take, like, almost word for word the Hitchcock movie and turn it into a 90-minute play using only four characters.
Whoa.
So it's a bit mad at times with the pace and, you know, keeping up with who is who. But I have an amazing cast.
It's fun, huh? So who's in the cast? Four of you?
There's four of us. Okay. I'm the only female. And then there is Bill Grennan and a Bland Roblin play the two clowns, and they have the bulk of the characters. And then the actor that plays opposite of me is Ben Beck, and he plays the lead.
And he's great.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Mm-hmm. Just dapper.
How many characters do you play?
I have three different characters.
Oh.
I don't play all of the women in the show. I think Bill and a Bland pick up a few of the
that's
women.
Funny.
But
well, that's called cross-utilization.
You know?
Yeah,
that's
right. Wonderful. Well, I have to tell you, my husband went last Friday night, that would be yesterday, with Michael Parso. We have to say hi to Michael.
Hi, Michael.
And they, of course, were thrilled and got to see you after this performance. And he said it was full and Saturday night was full. Last Saturday night was full. You're running great crowds.
Yeah.
Right?
And actually, last weekend, we had an audience that 75% of them have never been to the Blue Barn.
Oh, that's true.
Which
for
was,
them.
Yeah, just great to hear that new people are getting out and seeing local theater.
Karen, maybe it's because you and I have talked so much about the Blue Barn.
I
don't you think we are solely responsible?
We thank you.
I'm sure of it. It's got to be.
It has to be because of us.
I am sure of it.
And you're running through June 15th.
Yeah.
7:30 on Thursday through Saturdays, 6 p.m. Sundays?
Yeah, our next June 2nd, I believe, is that Sunday, is mm-hmm. the only Sunday performance we have. So we don't have...
Oh, you don't
one
have
on
the ones after that.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Okay.
And Kirsten, you're from Omaha, but you studied acting in L.A., is that correct?
Yeah, well, I grew up in Elkhorn and then went to Creighton University. And after I graduated, I went through not law school or medical school, which most people go to Creighton for. I went through theater, got my BFA in theater, and then moved out to California, and I lived out there for 8 years.
Oh, wonderful. And that's where you studied, you said, the Meisner technique?
Yeah, I studied with an amazing studio, the Elizabeth Mesnick Acting Studio. And she's very, it was small and intimate, so I wasn't in like a class with like 20 or 30 people. And you're studying with people that are working in the industry. So that's mm-hmm. where I learned a lot was, you know, one of the girls that I had a master class with is now on The Following. She plays, you know, Kevin Bacon's significant other.
Is that right?
Natalie
cool?
Zay. Uh-huh. You know, and Chris Woods is doing, he did a few episodes of The Office and is doing a lot of commercial work. So really talented people and learning more than the technique, you know, I learned how the industry works itself and how to take myself seriously, mm-hmm. you know.
Did they teach you at the school as well, though, is how to take the lumps? Because I know that it's so difficult. And 8 years probably is really nothing to spend out in L.A. before you can even get one or two commercials even. I understand that it's really, really difficult. So did they teach that in acting school, or is it more just about the method of acting?
It's more about the method of acting.
Okay.
But you learn through sharing experiences with your classmates.
Okay.
And,
mm-hmm.
you know, Elizabeth Mesnick was an amazing mentor to me. There were several times I couldn't afford class, and she would give me side jobs to do so I could stay in class.
That's
and
terrific.
So, you know, you learn about those hard times through other people's experiences, and you kind of just have to take it on the chin mm-hmm. and
right.
figure it out the hard way.
Right. Mm-hmm.
But
well,
it's persistence.
Yeah. Well, and you make a commitment.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult commitment. I know
right.
that people think that those that are successful in the industry, it just happened one night. And that's
right,
not the case.
Right, and it doesn't.
So
and
you have seen it.
Yeah, and we're so lucky you brought it back to Omaha.
Absolutely.
We're so lucky you're,
yes.
you're here.
You know, I'm lucky that Omaha's here.
Uh-huh.
When I moved back, it was kind of like at the same time that I was moving back, all these things started blooming and other people started moving back in different areas of the arts. And now what I see with like the music and the film communities in town with the visual arts communities, like you're seeing this, I don't know, almost like an exodus from these larger cities to Omaha to plant seeds in a fertile ground that's not being used.
Yeah.
Out in LA, I would, you know, I would work really hard to get, to keep working in my craft, to keep working in my art. And here, I still work really hard, but there's people that appreciate it, that come to see the shows.
You have a good support system.
Yeah.
Here. Yeah.
And other artists that want to play.
Yeah. And I was so lucky, Jody, when I met Kirsten. It was a year ago we did a show for pancreatic cancer. And I was so lucky. Kirsten was there and sang some of my songs just beautifully. You just pick up and you're just so talented in so many areas.
Oh, and a singer as well. So it's not just an actress.
Oh, yeah, she's
and a
singer. Yeah.
A singer
as
well.
Oh, she's a singer. Yeah.
Now, do you sing while you're giving massages?
I have actually had somebody request that, and I had to.
No, sorry.
That's right. That's extra.
You have to go to YouTube, Joe, because she sings one of my songs called I'm Gonna Fly on YouTube.
I love that song.
Perfect. Thanks. I listened to it. I just watched it last night because I wanted to hear you again sing it.
Yeah. And that's what, like, seeing what you do with your music, like, the inspiration that I get from watching people, you know, create their own dreams and create their own realities. It's
amazing, isn't it? And then what you've done at the Playhouse, too. Tell us about your roles that you've done at the Playhouse. Was it Chicago?
Chicago was the last show that I did there. Yeah.
And you were Roxy?
I got to be Roxy Hart, which was a blast.
You won an award, of course. You were fantastic.
Yeah, I won the Playhouse Award, the Mary Peckham Award.
Right.
For an outstanding performance in a musical.
Is that one of your favorite roles there?
It definitely is. My favorite role that I've had there has to be Adeline. From Guys and Dolls.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about like auditioning for the role, and a guy friend of mine said, Kirsten, if I was a woman and I had one role to play in musical theater, it would be Adeline.
Oh, wow.
I was like, okay, maybe I'll look into her.
Got the role.
Oh, and it was a blast.
Oh,
yeah,
that's wonderful.
How cool is that?
That's how that happens. You know, just when you're not expecting it, and then you go for it, which is wonderful. So the Blue Barn Theater, again, the 39 Steps, and it's playing through June 15th.
Through June 15th. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
yeah.
Wonderful. 7:30 p.m. Thursdays through Saturdays, and then 6 p.m. on Sundays. Tickets are $25. Students can get in, and senior citizens,
That's pretty good.
Yeah, for $20, which
is
wonderful.
Next year they'll be celebrating their 25th.
Oh my gosh.
This is a big deal for Blue Barn right now.
Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, and you're a part of it. And we are thrilled to tell our listeners about it as well. And if you are looking for information on tickets, it's bluebarn.org. Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Wonderful.
And we're so lucky to have you, Kirsten. And I love where you say you're inspired by curiosity of the world and people in it. And we're lucky that you're one of the people in this world.
She's
one
of the seeds, I think, as you said, Kirsten. You're one of the seeds that have been planted in this fertile ground. That's for sure.
Aww.
Well, Kirsten, we wish you nothing but the best. And we'll look for your show at the Blue Barn Theater.
39 Steps, Alfred Hitchcock.
Yes. And we wish you nothing
but the
best.
You don't have to see the movie to enjoy it.
No.
It's a good time.
Perfect. All right. Thanks. If I can only just say thank you, Kirsten Kluber. We appreciate it. Take care.
Thank you.
The Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series offers screening of family-friendly films every Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday at Film Stream's Ruth Sokoloff Theater. There's something for everyone in this showcase of classics, new and old. Tickets are just $2.50 for kids, 12 and under. Click filmstreams.org for movies and showtimes or to buy tickets online. Film Stream's Forever Young Family and Children series is made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. It's The Beat, sponsored by Film Streams, presents a screening of writer-director Noah Baumbach's latest film, Frances Ha. Also showing The We and the I, the latest from Michelle Gondry, director of Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind. Plus, don't forget the Forever Young Family and Children series, made possible with the support of Lincoln Financial Foundation. Currently featuring Steven Spielberg's Hook, Film Streams, Ruth Sokoloff Theater. Get details and purchase advance tickets on the calendar page at filmstreams.org.
No matter the weather, in December or June, it's always great in a Malibu sunroom.
Meet Bill and Debbie Schwartin of Omaha, Nebraska.
We had a roof over our deck, and we just wanted to get it enclosed. We were having breakfast one morning and saw Malibu sunrooms and decided to go pay them a visit.
And it was originally going to be strictly a sunroom. And then we went to Malibu and started looking around, and it just escalated from a sunroom to an all-season room.
I come from a construction background, so I asked a lot of questions. Everything was top-notch. I was very impressed. They just did a great job.
I was the one that was kind of dragging my feet, thinking that we really didn't need to do this. And I'm probably the one that uses it the most. I use it in the winter when it's snowing. I use it in the summer, the spring. I use it all the time.
They just made it really, really easy for us. There's nothing bad to say about the Malibu Sunroom.
Click MalibuSunrooms.com.
The Salvation Army helps those most in need each and every day. Homeless families that need a roof over their head, natural disasters, school supplies for children in need. More than 20 programs in all across our community. I'm Susan Eustace, inviting you to connect with us online. Learn more about our efforts, ask questions, volunteer your time and resources, or even seek help with just a few keystrokes. You'll find our links to Facebook and Twitter on our website, givesalvationarmy.org. The Salvation Army, celebrating 125 years of doing the most good in Omaha.
3.5 weeks ago, Eric came to High Tech Weight Loss. Today, he's lost 28 pounds in just 3.5 weeks. High Tech's been helping thousands of men and women like Eric lose weight for 9 years. One woman lost 47 pounds in 24 days. Rated A-plus by the Better Business Bureau, our average patient loses 30 pounds in just 4 weeks. If you came to us just 4 weeks ago, you'd be there now, looking great, feeling great, for the reunion or the wedding or your favorite sport. The doctors and nurses at High Tech Weight Loss Clinic have the prescription for weight loss success. Join us today. By next month, you're there. The consultation's free. Call 402-453-LOSE. That's 453-LOSE. Or visit us on the web at hightechweightloss.com. So, isn't it time? Call 453-LOSE for your free consultation. High Tech Weight Loss Clinic. Safe, fast, permanent. Open evenings and weekends.
Dial Retirement Communities employs men and women who continuously strive for excellence and a culture focused on celebrating and improving the quality of life for all. Dial Retirement Communities is seeking certified medication aides, dining room servers, and maintenance assistants to join the team. Visit drcomaha.com and click the employment link to find out more. Dial Retirement Communities is an equal opportunity employer. Dial Retirement Communities. Love the way you live.
You're listening to It's the Beat on the Mighty 1290 Coil. Once again, here are your hosts, Karen Sokoloff-Javich and Jody Vinci.
Joe!
Another great show,
Wasn't
Karen.
Wasn't it fun today?
I know, it's always fun.
You're fun, Jody.
Well,
I really
sweet.
Like doing this with you.
You know what? I love doing it with you, Karen.
Yeah, it's so good.
And how about it? It was all like good. A chick flick today.
Yeah, we all chicks. We like that.
We do.
No, man.
And they were all beautiful women.
One so talented.
Oh, my gosh. Carrie Eckleby could not. I mean, she was grace.
Isn't she gorgeous,
Enchanted.
Too?
Wasn't she just beautiful?
Oh, yeah. And the hand model and the model. she worked with Elaine Jabanis.
She has done it all. And the Nebraska Humane Society. And she's doing this great project.
She
talked about Sand in the City.
Mm-hmm.
So hopefully we can get some folks out there.
And Pippa. Don't you love saying Pippa?
Pippa White, but you can't say it without saying Pippa White.
Pippa White.
Pippa White. Was wonderful.
She's incredible. Everyone has to go online and watch her.
That's
and
right.
And have her at your event. She's
and
inspiring.
Check her out. PippaWhite1co.com.
Yeah, good, Joe.
How about Kirsten Kluver?
Kirsten, isn't she lovely?
Another beauty.
Oh, totally lovely.
Just a beauty. That's
and
right.
And she's at 39 Steps at Blue Barn through June 15th, okay?
And to get tickets, it's, what is it, bluebarn.org.
Yeah. And she's a licensed massage therapist, but, you know, I'd rather see her.
Well, at intermission, if you're watching her show,
you can
just, you know, listen, I'm sure she'll have a table set up and she can give massages. It's perfect.
But Jody, also, you know, we have to mention Film Streams, Ruth Sokoloff Theater.
Without Film Streams and Ruth Sokoloff Theater,
we wouldn't be here.
As well as the Mighty 1290 Coil.
We wouldn't be here.
We love our peeps at the Mighty 1290
Coil. Yes, we do. Thank you, Neil and Sasha.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And since this is June 1st, Jode, it's a month of weddings. Did you know my parents were married June 1st, 1947? I had to throw that out.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah, that is. That's amazing.
Yeah, it's awesome. But anyway, because of that, I have the song called The Rest of My Life. Okay. So here's to all the brides and all the rest of their lives.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Joan. See you
Thanks,
next
Karen.
Week.
We'll see you next
Joan.
Week.
Have a fun week.
The rest of my life is what I want to give to you. The rest of my life is what I want to live with you. And for my life, I will be faithful to you, 'cause I'm yours for the rest of my life.
And the rest of my life is what I want to give to you. The rest of my life is what I want to live with you. And for my life, I will be faithful to you, 'cause I'm yours for the rest of my life.
I know that nothing's perfect in this world.
I know that nothing is forever.
But when I see your lovely smile,
or I look into your eyes, I know that our love is for
time I saw you, I knew you were for me. I had to convince you, I spoke sincerely, and it took years to make you believe that I'd be yours for the rest of my life.
My life is what I want to give to you. The rest of my life.